We're doing brachot. We're up to chavav amid beis. Itmar. We have the following quote: Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina Amar, Tfilot Avot Tikinum. The forefathers instituted the three prayers of Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Shua ben Nevi Amar, Tfilot Keneged Tmidim Tikinum. They instituted them corresponding to the Tumid sacrifices. That's how the men of the Great Assembly instituted them. Tanya kavtei Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, v'Tanya kavtei Rabbi Shua b'Nevi. Tanya kavtei Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, Avraham tikkun tefillat shachrit shlemah v'yishkun Avraham b'boker, el ha'makom asher amad sham, v'en amidah al ha'tefillah shlemah v'yimot Pinchas v'yifalel. So Avraham instituted shachris. Yitzchak tikkun tefillat mincha shlemah v'yitzei Yitzchak l'soch b'sadeh lifnot arev, v'en tzicha l'tefillah shnemar, tefillah l'ani ki yatov lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. So sicha is prayer, and it says Yitzchak went out l'suach in the evening, so Yitzchak instituted mincha. Here you see the Gemara calls the afternoon prayer mincha. Yaakov tiken tfilat arvit shnema v'yifgav v'amekom v'yalen sham v'en pgiya l'tfila shnema v'atal titlel b'adam zev al tisav adam rinah u'tfila v'al tifgabi. So you see pgiya is to beg, to pray. So v'yifgav v'amekom means Yaakov prayed. And you see, it was at night, Vayol and Sham. Afterwards, he went to sleep. So, Tosus. Tosus number one, Ve'en Sicha. Let's go one at a time. Tosus Yitzchak Tiken Tfilat Mincha asks, either Gemara and Yuma says that Avram used to pray in the afternoon. So he says, yeah, after Yitzchak instituted it, Avram did it too. That's Tosus 1. Tosus 2, it says that Sicha is Tfilah because it says Tfilah Laniki Yatuf. Tosus says, wait a second. You're saying, how do I know by Yitzchak it was prayer? Because until him it says, V'lefnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicho. Yet in the Gemara of Odzara, they infer it the other way. They say, how do you know Sicha is prayer? Because it says Yitzchak went out, L'soch Basadeh. So Tosus says, yeah, I'll give you another example where the Gemara does that. So what kind of answer is that? So I have two questions now. Okay, so Tosus Rush answers it more clearly. Tosus says, Yaakov tiken tfilat arvit. So Tosus says, I don't get it. The Gemara seems to say that Yaakov davened, and his davening was before nightfall, the Gemara in Chulin. And here we're saying that this pasuk means he instituted Meirut. So, Tosu says, okay, no problem. This goes in line with what we go with Rabbi Yehuda, that Meirut is from Plag. And yeah, Yaakov really davened earlier. And that's Tosu's Shita in other places too. There's a Yerushalmi that way that the Aruch HaShulchan brings, that ideally Ma'ariv should be close to nightfall, but before nightfall. So, okay. Back to our Gemara. V'tanei kavtei Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, mipnei ma amru tfilat ha-shachar ad-chatzot, sh'arei tamid sh'shachar k'rev v'olech ad-chatzot. Why is shachris till noon? Because that's when you could bring the tamid. Rabbi Yud omer ad-arba shot, sh'arei tamid sh'shachar k'rev v'olech ad-arba shot. ומפני מה אמרו תפילת המנחה עד הערב שרי תמיד שבין הרביים קרב הולך עד הערב רבי יהודה אומר על פלג המנחה שרי תמיד שבין הרביים קרב הולך על פלג המנחה. So every time Rabbi Yehuda argues based on what he holds also with regard to the Tamid sacrifice. תפילת הערב ומפני מה אמרו תפילת הערב אין לה קבע שהרעברים ופטרים שלא ניתקנו מבערב כשבים הולכים כל הלילה. So you see that the Ma'ariv corresponds to that part of the sacrifice. So here you see the prayers correspond to sacrifices. ומפני מה אמרו של מוספין כל היום, שהרי קורבן של מוספין קרב כל היום. Mosef could be, the sacrifice could be brought all day, the prayer could be brought all day. Rabbi Yehuda merat sheva shot, sharei korban musaf karev olech ad sheva shot. Rabbi Yehuda holds the sacrifice could only go till 7 hours, so to the prayer. So here you see, they correspond like that. Okay, we'll pick up here next time.